Be'ezus Hashem, we are now beginning our Parsha class, Parsha Shemini, and tonight is Yud Tes Adar Beis Tov Shin Ayin Tes, corresponding with the English calendar, March 25th, 2019. And we're going to pick on one particular point that is actually quite fundamental in our performance in doing mitzvahs daily. Although the parsha talks about many other subjects, talks about the inauguration of the sanctuary of the Mishkan, talks about the tragedy of Nadav Avihu passing away, talks about the laws of kashrus, the kosher animals, kosher fish, kosher birds, so forth. But I'm going to dwell on one particular aspect, which we begin the parsha, where it starts Vayehi Bayom Hashmini, page 588 in our art school's Chumash. Vayehi Bayom Hashmini was on the eighth day. Korah Moshe li Aaron Levana v'Lizikna Yisrael. Moshe and Aaron and his Moshe called to Aharon and his sons and to all of the elders, and this is the day where they're going to inaugurate the Mishkan with sacrifices, and for the very first time it's going to officially engage Aaron and his children into the services, where until now they were just standing by and they were observing Moshe Rabbeinu preparing them for the service. And that took place at the end of Parashas Tzav, and in this part they are actually going to participate as official Kohanim. And as he had told Aaron to take various animals, for korbanos and so forth, we will skip to pasuk hey, and as it combines all of that which was said before about what Moshe commanded Aaron and his sons to take. It says vayikhu, and they took eitz aish asher tziva Moshe el pnei el moed. That's Aaron and his children took all of the different sacrifices and the other elements to prepare them for the bringing of the korbanos. Vayikvu kol ha'eda, and all of the Jewish people came close. Vayamdu lefnei Hashem, and they stood before Hashem. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, "Zeh ha'dova shetziva Hashem tasu." This thing, which Hashem has commanded you to do, if it's done, vayera aleichem kavod Hashem, and Hashem's honor will appear to you. The words "Zeh ha'dova shetziva Hashem," this. Command of fulfilling Hashem's wishes of bringing their korbanos and doing it correctly will cause the appearance of the honor of Hashem. Rev Aaron Kotler, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, in the Sefer Mishnas Rebbe Aaron, dwells on these words, Zeh Hadova Ashetiva Hashem. It's this that they were told to do. If you will do this, do it correctly, then you will be worthy of having the honor of Hashem appear to you. He explains, it's not what you might imagine on a physical level. It's not that they have to bring korbanos and have them burnt on the altar, on the mizbeach, but it's referring to doing the mitzvah of a korbanos with its full kavana capacity, having the right kavana in doing mitzvahs. And doing this would mean doing it with the right intention, with the right understanding, with the right insight, and not that you're doing it by rote. specifically not by rote. Now, this would be done all the time. Now, whenever the words Asher Tziva Hashem or Asher Tziva Hashem is mentioned just as Hashem commanded, it was with all its intensity, with all its kavana. If they've done it Asher Tziva Hashem, then it was accepted on its highest level. It was considered the apex, the pinnacle of performing that mitzvah. Now, we are not strange to the term Asher Tziva Hashem. We've heard that many a time in Parshas Pekudei, where every time the Mishkan was set up and completed, it said Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. That means whatever was done for the Mishkan means all of the people who worked with their mind and their heart with Yirah Shemayim, and it said upon them they fulfilled their act, their avodah, Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe. It wasn't done by rote. It was done with the fullest kavana, that whatever they have done hit the highest level of Kedusha because they did it with the heart and the mind. In order to be able to be inspired, in order for a person to be able to reach the height, his neshama should reach the height in doing a mitzvah and to receive the aura, that radiance of a mitzvah, it has to be done Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. It has to be done with the deepest thoughts and kavanah. If a person does things by rote, he might physically and mechanically have done the mitzvah, but he certainly has not got the essence. He hasn't got the heart and the soul of the mitzvah that should afford him the kedusha, the inspiration, and the wherewithal for him to gain that reward that is forthcoming to him in Shemayim. He brings down in the Sefer how the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Litzato, in the Das Tavunos, mentioned, I will read the text, just listen out loud. Lo kol b'nei ha'adam shavim. All people are not equal. Lo kol ha'masim shavim. And not all deeds are considered equal. The deeds of one person may go and rise to the heights of the heavens. And the deeds of another person will not go too far at all. Gives an example. Many of you probably may have heard this before. We know this great rabbi, Yonatan ben Uziel. Yonatan ben Uziel, Atana, when Yoshe Velomate, when he would sit and learn, and with such intensity, called Oifa Porea Chalov Nisraf, any bird that would fly above him would turn into ashes. That is the intensity of his. Now, of course, we are nowhere close, or even in a thousand miles breath of to somebody like that. But I'm just as an example to show you that a person with the right attitude, with the right kavana, could excel to heights beyond a person's possible imagination. And yet a person could learn Torah, and he could every few minutes look at his watch. Okay, there's not 4 minutes left. Okay, we have to go. We'll finish the next part.
What a bird would do that deserves such a face?
That's a different question. We're not talking about the specifics. We're talking about Kedusha. We're talking about a person rising to a great height. The point is well taken, but it's certainly off topic. Right. But we want to focus on something that is essential, to something that requires our daily adherence, daily concentration. So what we're coming away with is something very important. It all depends your hachana, your preparation for doing a mitzvah. If mitzvahs are haphazardly done, then it's going to get that kind of attention when it does. If you don't prepare yourself for a mitzvah, then that's the kind of appearance the mitzvah has. A person, let's say, really wants to daven properly. He knows coming on time is an issue. So if that's an issue by him, hachana, preparing to daven by him, he knows if he plans to come on time, inevitably he's coming 5 minutes late. Because it's the traffic's fault, it's the sidewalk's fault because it's icy, it's the weather's fault. Inevitably, it's going to happen. So if a person really wants to come to daven and shul on time, he makes an effort that his time to go to shul is 15 minutes before. That's the time to go to shul. Not, if davening is 7:30, then 7:30 is not the time to be in shul. 7:30 is already late. He has to leave his house a quarter after 7. Preparing for a mitzvah. Let's be more mundane. Preparing for a wedding. Would you imagine a wedding would take place without the enormous preparation that goes into it? Without hiring a caterer, hiring a photographer, hiring a band, hiring maybe a program coordinator who was a party coordinator who deals with it. You would think of going to a wedding, your own wedding, to prepare a wedding without any hachana, without preparation. The greater the thing is in your mind, that is how much preparation you would put into it. I know that wedding is very important to many people. Besides the fact that it'll cost them $25,000-$30,000 bill, that's a side point. But I'm talking about the fact that he put all the time in preparation to the wedding. Just looking backwards of all the time and sweat that he put into this wedding is indicative that it must be important to this fellow who made the wedding, because he put the time in preparation. If that mundane example rings a bell, then add that example to things that we call ruchnias, things that are spiritual. If anything spiritual is of any importance, it must come with hachana. It must come with preparation. The more preparation you have for a mitzvah, then the more important you make that mitzvah appear. The less preparation, the less important it is. Here, somebody buys an esrog. So some people want to buy a really nice esrog. They sometimes spend hours looking for an esrog. And there's another person, I want a kosher esrog. He walks in and says, "Sir, here's $100, give me esrog." So the man picks an esrog, puts $100, puts the $100 esrog on the table, and he walks away. He got a kosher esrog, maybe a beauty. But hachana, the investment, he invested his time and mind in preparation for the mitzvah, I think they were a lot different than the other fellow who picked a $100 esrog and spent 3 hours for it. I'm just giving you an example. Preparation to a mitzvah is indicative to the value of the mitzvah. It works in concert, one with the other. So therefore, Rav Aaron Kotler Zitzal is explaining to us how when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, "Zeh hadavar shetziva Hashem ta'asu," you should do this. Prepare yourself for the very first day of being a Kohen, for the inauguration of all inaugurations, of setting up the Mishkan for eternity.
color. This is his second.
Has to be kashativa, ashativa, Hashem. Has to be with the proper kavana. And if that will appear, if that'll happen, vayera aleichem kaved Hashem, and the honor of Hashem will appear. Having said this,
correct, exactly.
I became the lucky owner of a sefer by the label Kashativa Hashem, a sefer that was written just on this subject, doing mitzvahs for the sake of Hashem, Kashativa Hashem. And as I've gone through part of the sefer, my mind was opened up in such ways that I have no words. That my daily mitzvahs, my doing mitzvahs, and I want not to go ahead and mislead you. After learning even part of the sefer, I am very sure, I fall short, very much, from what I really should be doing in performing mitzvahs. Because I look at myself performing mitzvahs as a little baby, a child, doing so many mitzvahs by rote, and not doing it the way the Shulchan Aruch, or the way Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Aaron in doing his mitzvahs. Allow me to read some of the material here, and we'll dwell on it, we can talk on it, and we'll hopefully finish at a proper time. The Sefer Kashativa Hashem, as it's mentioned, is literally like from the words we've taken from the Chumash. I'm going to read you some of the text and then explain it, and you feel welcome to ask me if it's unclear. Chiyuva, what is its obligation? What is the chiyuv of having kavanah and doing mitzvahs? Again, Kashativa Hashem, what Hashem is commanding. Every mitzvah Hashem commands. It's a commandment.
The word chiyuv means
obligation. Chiyuva, what is the obligation? Kavana ba'asiyas hamitzvah hi chelek mehamitzvah. Kavana in doing a mitzvah is not abstract. It's not something that's alien from the mitzvah. It is part of the mitzvah. It is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's tonight b'kiyuma, and it is part and parcel of its performance and its fulfillment. V'harizu halacha mifureshes, and this is an open halacha, shelifnei she'osa mitzvah, before one performs a mitzvah, yesh lachavin l'kayim mitzvah zu kashativ Hashem. He said, Kavana, I'm now doing a mitzvah as Hashem commanded me. That's the thought that goes in prior to doing any mitzvah. So, what does that mean? For example, if a person is going to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, before he makes the bracha, lasok with divrei Torah, I have the thought of fulfilling the mitzvah of making the bracha al Torah, blessing Hashem on the Torah, mitzvah of being osek in Torah, lasok b'divrei Torah. I have a mitzvah of making a bracha on the Torah. Before I wash Netil HaShadayim, and this is becoming a habit, because I can't do every mitzvah, I'm still like an infant in this particular subject, but I'm trying. Before I wash Netil HaShadayim for Amotzi, I am fulfilling a mitzvah derabbanon on Netil HaShadayim. We can do this numerous times, and it changes the whole appearance of the mitzvah, and it's substantially much more valuable with this extra kavana. There are certain mitzvahs that are not physical that require just reading, like tefillah, like for example, or like let's say a mitzvah such as emunah.
Maybe I should get her to teach this.
Right? Faith.
Is that a mitzvah?
No.
To have emunah in Hashem.
I mean, that's, if you think that's real,
sure, it's a mitzvah. However, you can have you can think of the of a mitzvah, right? There's a thought. Yeah, having a thought of believing in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Thinking in your mind, I believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a mitzvah. You get credit for that mitzvah. Just a thought of. Just a thought.
You
understand what I'm saying? There are mitzvahs here. A person performs a mitzvah of tefillin. I am fulfilling the mitzvah asay, the commandment, positive commandment of putting on tefillin and fulfilling a biblical commandment of Hashem.
And we acknowledge that in our words.
But that is more by rote
for
than
some,
by thought.
No.
You can say it. You can say it by rote. But again, the kavana. Where I hope we're not missing the main point over here. The kavana, the thought of doing the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah. Not because it's very cute and religious, and I belong to this frum crowd that calls, they call yeshiva people, or they call the frum group, or whatever group you want to call yourself. No, I'm doing the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah.
Well, when you read a story, you dwell on what the contents of a story is. When you read a story, you open up a book.
That's true.
So when you read the Siddur,
yes,
and if you understand what you're reading, I mean, that goes...
That's fine, because when you understand, so then your thought is engaged. It's not by you, because you understand what you're saying. That's fine. But we're talking about doing a mitzvah when you're not involved. Your thought is elsewhere. How many people could be davening and their mind is in the ball score or in the stock exchange?
Mind wanders, right?
Unfortunately, that's the nature of people, right? We do. There's a lot of chattering going around in our mind, and we get distracted easily. Let me move on. I have quite a bit over here to at least touch upon. This is all. I just mentioned Howie. Part of the we're dwelling on the words of Kashativa, the word which we said before in Pasuk.
In Pasuk
Vav, Hashem Tasu. Moshe is instructing Aaron and his sons to do the mitzvahs with the right kavanah, and they will be privileged for the covenant of Hashem to appear. So I'm just going back a job, but just to let you know how this gets involved. Because this is a subject that is so essential to our daily performance. I want to move on with some amazing things I've come across over here. Here we have something else. So, what are the parameters of this mitzvah of kavanah? So he says, kavanah ta mitzvah is ketzad. How is it done? Kosef HaMishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura writes, Sheyachshav ha'odom lefnei atziyas ha'mitzvah, she'oysa dover zeh kedei l'kayim ha'mitzvah. I'm doing this mitzvah to fulfill a mitzvah. Ka'asha tiva Hashem, like Hashem commanded.
It did end well.
This is what is mentioned, and I mentioned before how many times it was mentioned in the Torah, Kashitiva Hashem Es Moshe. All of the people who built the Mishkan was Kashitiva Hashem Es Moshe. They didn't do it mechanically, they did it with their heart and mind and spirit. And that means their intention brought such kedusha to their physical actions that it was then worthy of Moshe blessing the work of their hands, and that the Shechina would rest upon this wonderful edifice called a Mishkan. move on.
Right, right. We'll see there's some other differences here.
We are aware
you guys are
that all beginnings are difficult. This is not an easy thing of asking. But do you know that three times a day you pray for this? At the end of Shemona Esrei,
Elokai,
the Torah Shein Meirot, Simon Dabri Mirma, I'm moving ahead. For those who curse me, my soul should be silent. Now she could fall out of here. Pesach libi b'sar secha. Now the next is the clincher. Over mitzvah secha, va'achrei mitzvah secha, tiridof nafshi. This is what's mentioned in the Sefer here. And after your commandments, my soul should pursue. What does that mean? It means not just physically, but we should be engaged in doing mitzvahs with our heart and soul. That we should be connected, we should be engaged, we should be touched by the mitzvah. That if we're touched by the mitzvah, then we can easily be connected to heaven above. Here's a story. There's a great rabbi, Harav HaGoyin, Rav Moshe Kopshitz, fulfilled this mitzvah in a way. Whenever he was in a cab, and he had to go ahead, and he would go with his talis and tefillin, I guess, to a certain shul. He would pay the driver whatever the money was. He would always say before, "Hareini mechavim l'kayim biyoymoi titein schara." I am fulfilling the mitzvah of pay your the day that he is obligated to payment on time. He should pay his wages on time. He gives him the money. I'm fulfilling. I remember the story with Rav Segel, the Manchester Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He walked into a hospital to go ahead and visit a friend. He said, before he walked in, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, the araita of Bikur Cholam. And then he walked into the house. You understand what's going on over here? We do this all the time. We do it by rote. Maybe even by having a kind heart. But we forget to connect. We forget to connect. Let's move on. Another story. Oh, this is beautiful. This rabbi I knew myself personally, and his son is the Rav in the shul Zichron Schneer. There's a story about the Rav Avram Palm, Hagoyin Rav Avram Palm, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He went to a wedding, and the musicians played beautifully. It was an outstanding performance. He went over to the band leader. He thanked them very much. Such a beautiful job. The band leader says, thank you for the compliment, but that's my job. So Pam says, that's true, it's your job. But all you have to do is have kavana on being fulfilling simchas chasim v'kala, and with my job being paid for, I've got the mitzvah of simchas chasim v'kala.
No.
This is how a gadol looks at doing a simple mitzvah, like playing music at a wedding.
But they're not testifying about.
In other words, Rabbi Palm was quite engaged in doing mitzvahs with thought and with feeling, and therefore you had the opportunity to go ahead and, for the same price, get paid for the job and get a mitzvah for going ahead and being a Sameach Chasav Kala. Oh, this is very popular. I encourage my own students to do this.
Let's say I owe you $100. You can't count yourself.
When you do something,
you can count Eddie.
We all prepare for Shabbos.
That's why you would need to.
You buy things for Shabbos. You clean for Shabbos. Women bake and cook for Shabbos. And we enjoy Shabbos. But what a difference would it make if you added three words? L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. That's all. Three words. I remember my father, you should be well, as a child. We didn't have a car. We lived in Brooklyn. We didn't need one. The butcher store was around this corner. The food store was up the block. The bakery was around the corner, the other side. We didn't need one. We went with a little cart. I remember my father, Zalazayin Gazun, going to shop for Shabbos. Fine. L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. We're shopping. L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. I remember him taking the shaver and said, I'm shaving. L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. That's all. Three words. Then Mr. Brewer says three words. And I'll repeat the words in Hebrew and I'll explain you what it means in English. Hadibar Moil Harbe B'inyoni Kedusha. The words of L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh help achieve astronomically in the area of putting Kedusha into the thing that you are engaged in. Those three words. We cook, we bake, we clean, we do all sorts of, we mend, we do so many things for Shabbos, but sometimes we forget L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. We forget. That's it. Just forgetting that. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate. But we lose all that scar. How more we would be enriched had we had the opportunity to do that. The subject is very, very large. But it doesn't end with this year. It only begins with this year. That we have to try to be more engaged in the mitzvahs that we do by stopping and thinking and either saying or at least thinking we are doing a mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah. If it's giving tzedakah, I'm giving tzedakah to fulfill a mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? If it's making kiddush, I am fulfilling the mitzvah of kiddush. If it's making hamotzi, I am eating to be strong and healthy to serve Hashem. If it's Shabbos, I'm enjoying a piece of cake, a nice hot tea, I'm enjoying a good dessert, I'm fulfilling Einik Shabbos. I am eating this for Einik Shabbos. What it makes! What a difference the thought makes. But we are not connected. You know what it reminds me of? A fellow, I may have said this before, but forgive me if it sounds like a repeat. Here's a fellow that's driving. He's on a bicycle and he's sweating bullets and he's trying to move ahead and he looks around and he's barely moving and he's trying to balance and someone says, hey mister, are you trying to get somewhere? Why don't you connect the chain to the back wheel? I see your feet are moving, I'm moving, but you're getting nowhere. You know why? You forgot to connect the chain to the back wheel. For the same nickel, so to say. Same effort. A little kavana could make a huge difference in the mitzvah. And if it makes a huge difference in the mitzvah, it's going to make a huge difference in you. Because what happens is, if you are engaged in the mitzvahs properly, Kashitiva Hashem, then the mitzvah will be engaged in you. The mitzvah will touch you. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful, productive week. Let's try right away. Tonight, if you're davening Maariv, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of davening Maariv. Just that. You're going to say Krishma Lamita tonight. I am going to fulfill the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Krishma.
So you have to say it in words rather than think it.
You can think it. No, you could think it. But the point is, if you make the effort, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron. And that would make a phenomenal difference. And that was what would bring the Kvod Hashem to the Mishkan. So in a very, very infinitesimal way, what would work for Aaron HaKohen, bringing the Almighty's holiness to the Mishkan, in that miniature, minuscule way, will bring the Sum Kedusha to us. By engaging ourselves in the mitzvahs properly, we will be therefore connected to the mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs will touch us. Have a wonderful week. So,